Yo, welcome to the Aim High Podcast. This is Dre. I'm joined this time by my wonderful friend, Maddie. You can also support the other podcasts on this network, the Susio Boys Podcast, Susio Sports, A Different Angle with Kyle and Rod, the Dre Lax Podcast, hosted by this guy right here, Four Corners of Commentary, and Shogun Soccer Sit Down with Ahun the Shogun. And that is our stellar lineup. Shout out to one of our sponsors, Authentic Nutrition, where you can get wonderful things like this Authentic Nutrition blender bottle, as well as any of the supplements on their website. Remember to use code DRE for 10% off. But other than that, Maddie, how are you?
I'm good.
It's been like so long. I haven't seen you in so long.
It's been years. Literal years.
No, like legit years. But yeah, how's like life been?
It's been good. I've been back in the gym, of course. That's why we're here.
Gains. What got you into the gym?
For being honest, I decided to go back into the gym and stick with it this time because I needed it for my head. And I made a bigger difference than I thought it would.
You said needed it for your head.
For my mental health.
Okay. Listen, I was trying to be clear. I wanted to be certain. Mm-hmm. What kind of benefits has it given your headspace?
So I'm a very anxious person, but when I go to the gym and I work out and I expend the energy, I can actually relax at the end of the day and I sleep better and I an outlet for said anxious energy.
We like that. Getting the anxious energy out is so important. Have you always been good with nutrition?
No. I grew up with what we call an almond mom.
What is an almond mom?
An almond mom is a mom who snacks on one single almond. She's all about the low fat. Worried about the calories. You're not hungry. You just need to drink water kind of shit. So I dealt with eating disorder shit most of my life. Now I'm good about nutrition because, protein for the gains, but it took a while to get here.
So what was the eating disorder like?
It was very disordered eating. So I was very, very obsessed with the numbers on the scale and 1,200 calories a day, which is not enough to survive when you're growing. So I just was obsessive over counting it. And then if I went over, then I would freak out or I would, crave something and I'd go crazy and eat half a tub of ice cream and then I'd feel really bad and not eat for the whole next 2 or 3 days. Just a lot of inconsistencies.
And then what kind of toll do you feel it took on you mentally, besides obviously physically not going well, but what kind of mental toll would you say that exacted?
The eating disorder? Mm-hmm. I just had no self-confidence and my entire worth was tied up in my the number on the scale. I didn't really understand, I guess, mental health.
Yeah, what kind of toll would you say it took on you mentally?
It was all I thought about. I couldn't think about anything else, living life. I was just existing for the numbers and really, really, really self-conscious and worried about all of it. Oddly enough, I grew up in a very mental health conscious household. In my family, we have bipolar disorder and depression and anxiety and all the things. So I was aware of all of them, but I didn't realize how much nutrition played into said mental health. And if I wasn't eating right, my head wasn't going to be right. And the eating disorder and not eating right didn't make that any better. So,
you know what? That very, very fair. And obviously, thank you for being that open with us. So what kind of got you to make that necessary change?
In nutrition? Or fitness, or
everything.
So I would have these spurts on and off of going to the gym and working out and eating right, but I was never really I was just focused on the number on the scale. And when it didn't move, I'd get discouraged and then I'd stop. After I got a breast reduction last year, which is the best decision I ever fucking made. Sorry, can I swear?
Yes.
Okay. but after that, like I always had like a lot of back pain and stuff from it, but I finally figured, you know, like I don't have an excuse now. My back doesn't hurt anymore. I have no like restrictions. I might as well give it a shot and see if I can stick with it and do well. And I've been with it for like a year and a half-ish now, and my mental health has never been better, and I feel really, really strong. And eating right is not just eating salads all the time. There's fun ways to eat well.
I like that. And you know, listen, Maddie's always been a bombshell, even though she hasn't always thought that. We've always told her that. Yo, she's killing it.
But like, I heard it, but I didn't feel it because of my head.
But how do you feel now?
I mean, I feel great. I feel strong. I know that I'm hot now. I know that I was hot, but like, I feel hot now, which is great. I chalk that up to the reduction a lot, which doesn't make any sense. If you know, you know. But
she's slaying. She out here. You do like the model strut everywhere you walk now?
No, but when I know that I have a nice pump after leg day, I know it. You can tell the way I walk. It's great. I love leg days.
Most people's legs are shaking after leg day. Uh-huh. She's strutting on leg day.
I take a minute so that I can walk, you know. But yeah. I know the ass. She's
like, yo, it's like what was it? It's that like the Tia Girl song. You gotta strut, yeah.
You gotta strut like you mean it.
It's anything over. It's that one song where like all the pretty girls walk like this. what would you really chalk this like self confidence up to?
I think pushing myself to my limits in the gym and actually seeing, like, not training until it hurts, but actually training to, like, failure and seeing how much I can actually lift and seeing that improve because of my nutrition, all the things. Being in Colorado helps, too, because I grew up in Illinois where there's no sun and it's cold all the fucking time. So, I don't know. I've gotten into a really good routine, and I've seen – I don't own a scale. I refuse to step on the scale because it fucks with my head still. But I think since I've detached the idea of like the numbers, everything's changed. I've been, you know, like body recomping, which is always more than so. You don't always see a change in the scale, which is annoying, but is what it is.
It's the game. We just gotta play it.
Ugh.
Yo, so. Like, what's your, like, guess, like, end goal, like, when it comes to, like, fitness for you? Like, what's your current goal you're working towards?
The only goals I currently have are, like, and I'm pretty sure my current, you know, this next few months goals, I'm pretty sure I can do it. I'm just scared to do it because I get in my head with the numbers. But I want to bench a plate. I'm going to squat 2 plates, you know, each side. And that's it. I can already do pull-ups, which is my first, like, goal. I can't do a lot of them. I can do, like, 3 unassisted, but I can do it. It was, like, my first goal.
3 is better than 0.
3 is better than 0. And I did a little, like, happy dance. Every time I can do 2 or 3, I do a little happy dance in the gym, you know? I still got it. I want to just keep building muscle. It's less about, like, the physique than it is the strength for me.
Okay. And then, how has fitness added to your mental health, would you say?
I guess back to the whole, like, confidence thing. I have more confidence now. I'm less anxious. I'm happier. You
reminds get me all of the endorphins that going. TikTok thing. It's all about confidence.
It is.
I love it. Hair's long, man, so I love playing with my hair. Like I said, I look like Buff Marley. I'm out here. I'm a fine piece of chocolate. It's over. The game is done. Bitch is done lost. For those of y'all that don't know, Maddie and me have known each other for like what, 8 years at this point? Six or eight years, something like that.
Six and a half, because I met you when I first moved out here.
The flow of time is crazy. Yeah. But so Maddie has known me since I was built like Urkel. She knew me when I was built like Urkel.
I wasn't going to say anything.
No, she was thinking it. She wanted to say it. She's known me since I was built like Urkel. So, like. That's the upgrade right there. Upgrade. Upgrade like Beyonce. That's what Beyonce said. Upgrade. But, so, you know, it's been nice. But it's been nice getting to see these, like, changes, like, for her. Because I love seeing my friends win. And like, every time she, like, posts, like, from the gym, I'm like, yes! You know, what's been the most, like, unexpected, like, benefit for you?
I've always heard people talk about
YouTube.
You just need expert.
I'm leaving that part in because then no one's going to have any context.
That's fine. I always heard people always talk about like the mental benefits and how like working out is good for your mental health and going to the gym and all the things, right? Mm-hmm. The serotonin and the endorphins and all the things. I'm not going to get into specifics because I get them confused. I just know good things happen when you go to the gym, but I didn't believe anyone, you know, but I stuck with it long enough, and now I know that I'll feel better when I go. It's my little outlet. Even if I'm stressed, anxious, the gym's busy, I just go lift heavy things for a little while, and my head's good again. It's like it quiets it, you know? You know, like the TikTok trends where everything's loud, and then you do something or see someone or whatever, and then everything just quiets? That's the gym for me.
Have you ever experienced what I like to call is a gym anxiety?
Yeah. When I first got into the gym, you know, when I didn't know what I was doing and I was like anxious to just be there and self-conscious in gym clothes and all the things, I just, you know, I will not go to the gym after work because there's too many people. I started going at like 7 a.m. because it's right after all of the like before work people leave. And the parents are getting their kids off to school and everything. So it's like fairly quiet, quieter than it usually is in my gym. But
side note, knowing Maddie for as long as I have and like hearing her say that there's moments when she hasn't like been like confident, crazy.
Yeah. Okay. And this is like a recent thing. Like in the last 6 months, I'd say things have gotten phenomenally better. Reduction helped immediately because I just, you know, when you have big titties, everybody always talks about your big titties. And so everything in my head was just about my boobs. Somebody liked me, it was because of my boobs. And people talked to me, it was because I had massive tits. So things have just gotten better since then. But like getting in the gym and like growing my strength and everything, it helped significantly. That's my life. I've just accepted that that's how it is.
You know, I just want to say we didn't intend for this to be her identifier, but when Maddie first joined our friend group,
we'll throw a photo in or something.
When Maddie first joined our friend group, we also had, obviously you guys know my best friend Maddie, who, like you know Maddie. Anyone that has known me for this long knows Maddie. And you know, in conversation to differentiate which Maddie we'd be speaking of. If they didn't know Maddie's last name, which some of us did, the identifier for Maddie was Maddie. And it was either or Maddie.
I'm 5 feet tall for reference.
Well, we felt like short Maddie was like heightest, and we didn't.
Okay, but you can't hide the big titties. It was an identifier. It was my identifier. Short with big titties. Like, that's what it was. I accepted it for what it was.
She was going to be travel sized. She was travel sized.
Can we insert a photo? Okay.
Wait. Stay back there so the people on YouTube.
Smaller titties. If you can cut it if you want. Oh, stop it.
I'm leaving that because that's perfect.
I'm proud of that. I mean, for these, they're going to be in everything.
It was just the fact.
For reference, the photo that was shown.
I'm really going to have to put
it. This is your, you have to, right here.
YouTube channel, we got to put the before and after. Oh, this is going to be lit. You know, at the gym today when we lift, we got to take one of the photos that we have. We got to take a photo of that.
Of titties?
No, I meant just like in our last pose that we got the photo together. Like, good Lord.
Like matching. There was so many, we said so many like old pictures back and forth this morning. I wasn't sure what you were talking about because I'm not doing my little awkward thumb. Would you feel good? A nice little flex photo?
Insane. Love it. We'll do our friendship is fire.
It's great.
Let's see. What would you say is like the most important like aspect of like fitness?
Fuck the numbers. Fuck the scale. And get your protein in. However you have to do it. We're just going to get down to the nitty gritty here. I'm like deeply lactose intolerant. So it's really, really difficult without eating like yogurt and all of the things. I love cheese. I love yogurt, all the things. But like sometimes it's just not worth it. And this is not, I'm not sponsored. This is none of that stuff. But Chobani has these like drinkable yogurt things that are lactose free. They're 20 grams of protein and they're delicious. And it's really quick, great on the go breakfast. But like, it took me a long time to figure out what to eat.
Right. I do like the Chobani. I like the Chobani. They're lit. They're so dope.
Yeah. Fuck the numbers on the scale.
You know what?
Especially being a woman, because like throughout the month, it's gonna change, and that's normal because hormones and shit. But like water retention changes, and I'm building muscle, but you can see it, but the scale doesn't show it. And I can see it because like I'm sleeping better and I'm lifting heavier and all the things, but fuck the scale.
Since like working out, have you been like sleeping better?
Yeah, I never really had a problem sleeping. I just like have trouble falling asleep, but now that I'm expending my energy, I don't have trouble falling asleep because I'm actually tired at the end of the day because I, worked out and shit.
I love that. That's valid. So valid.
It's great. It's also good for my dog. I have a dog. We walk a lot because it's Colorado and it's like sunny out, and she's been good to get me going on the days that I just don't want to. I feel bad if I can't take her out, so she's a little motivation.
She walked this morning. I love anytime I post her dog on her story.
She's really cute. We're gonna throw pictures in. I'll throw a picture of Daisy right here.
I was like, once I figure out how to put photos in.
We'll figure it out. Otherwise, we'll just post them in the feed or something.
I'm gonna figure out how to put photos in. I'm gonna big time figure out how to put photos in.
I'm sure you can. I know you can.
I'm gonna have a video clip or a background. I don't have the photo. I'm gonna figure it out one of these days. I love us. Oh man. And then throughout like your like overarching like fitness like journey, what would you say has like been like your favorite like moment?
Honestly, my favorite moment was probably my first ever pull-up. Cause I just like never in my life. In elementary school, it was embarrassing because, like, I was never a fat kid, but I was, like, a little chubby, as young kids are, don't play sports, right? Is what it is. And I just could never do it. So every time in the gym, we'd have, like, we have to do pull-ups and sit-ups for, like, the fitness testing. I just, like, felt, I was like, I can't do this. It's fair, like, And so I just was walking around in the gym one day. I'm like, I'm going to see if I can do a pull-up. And I'd been in the gym, like, lifting for a couple months at this point, and I did it. And then I did a second one, and I, like, almost peed my pants of excitement. Like, I was so, so happy.
So excited.
Like,
yes.
And it's one of those things, like, I just have never been able to, and like, or told I couldn't because of X, Y, Z. And I finally could. It was nice.
Damn, they're really getting in there. Oh, it's all good. That's going to just be like those slight little thing you hear in the back. It's going to be so funny. So what would you say so did you do any like sports in high school or anything?
I did softball in middle school and like soccer in elementary school. But during freshman year softball conditioning before tryouts, I injured myself. We were doing box jumps on these rusty old metal boxes.
Okay.
And my leg slipped and the corner dug into my shin, like down
Jesus.
To the bone. So I could not. And by the time I like recovered and like could do something without being scared that I was going to bleed myself out, I was behind.
You know, bleeding out because of the box. It's crazy.
Crazy, but like small town high schools, rusty old metal boxes. That's what we had. I refuse to do box jumps now because even on the phone, because I'm scared. I'm scarred.
Okay, so we will not include box jumps in today's warm-up.
I'll jump. It's not leg day.
You're right. It's not leg day. Unfortunately.
We'll do leg day next.
Oh, leg day is lit.
I know.
It's going to be dope.
You guys can all see the pun.
She got the game. It's Flex Friday. We flex.
You can't see it now because we didn't work out yet, but like.
Told her to bring the tank.
I don't have a tank.
You don't have a tank?
I have some tanks.
What are you?
I have like two tanks. Nothing. I have sports bras, but like the lines are weird. We're not running. We're not running. Yeah. Yeah. In summer, I won't be caught dead with a fucking bra. Laugh as much as you want to. This is the best thing in the entire world.
Bro.
And never in my life have I been able to not wear a bra. Because I'm what?
Oh, y'all.
It's Maddie.
Maddie is freaking hilarious.
You just can't know because it's inappropriate.
Yeah, I got that out too. No, they'll be thinking I do weird stuff in the studio. That's crazy.
No, we just longtime friends.
Just laugh at a lot of things.
Yeah.
Listen, Maddie has seen me like intoxicated to where I could not stand. And
me too.
And talk very, for some reason, back in my days of my youth, when Dre was getting a little lit, I basically became Channing Tatum in Magic Mike, and I just believed that clothes were not for me. So Maddie has seen a bit more of me than the average person.
Yep. Yep. Good times. Good times.
What is it? Somehow. We, now again, I don't live there anymore, so I don't care if anybody knows this, but somehow we had like 45 to 60 person parties at the lodges of Colorado Springs, where
half of them were like work people, and then the college people just came because they know there's a party and they just show up.
I knew
all of them.
I knew every single one.
I just moved there, so work was how I made my friends, which is fun.
And we were just like, hey man, are you trying to get lit?
The answer was yes. Always.
And even when she technically became our boss, we still made it work because we invited all of our bosses.
Because we all drank together.
We were
it was
like,
a great time.
Yeah.
And we drank together before I was boss.
And we love restaurant businesses because that's exactly what it's like.
It's so fun. I miss it.
Working in restaurants is the only industry where you can turn up with your boss and it's okay. Because what you know, you have to turn it up.
I'm not gonna comment on that.
Listen.
I'm like managerial type people, but I'm friends with some people. We won't talk any further about this, but Couchers was not the only place.
Listen, I was trying to give you a little grace there.
I appreciate you.
I
know who I am. Because my friends are gonna watch this and be like, are you sure? I'm calling myself out.
I love it. Oh man. Listen. What y'all gotta know and understand is life is short. Find people that you rock with that rock with you. And life is simple. That's all you gotta do. That's the key right there. Just find people that rock with you, who you rock with. And everything's dope.
Life's dope. Some of y'all make things more complicated than you need to.
Just find people you can be yourself, your weird self around, your natural, unfiltered self around. But fuck trying to impress people, because
unfiltered is all
that's fake.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't do nothing with the filter.
I fuck with this playlist. I don't know what it is. I need it.
It's just like EDM shit.
Yeah, I know.
No, we should go to like Decadence or something. I don't know. We need to go to something like that.
I gotta be on a lot of drugs. I got mad social anxiety. I'm being honest. I told you this is gonna be real.
And I know. Oh, no, she's good people. One of the things that's really dope. Actually, give me 1 second. Pause.
Oh, about to. You don't gotta go into specifics, but
cycling back to you saying like you started feel confident and like hot and stuff. Like, what was like a telltale sign for you when you started to recognize like, yo, I'm stunning. Like, I'm a bad addition to this piece.
The honest answer, my DMs started. Well, my DMs were always blowing up. My DMs are blowing up. Not like crazy, but like I got a close friend story, right? But like damn near everybody comments on it. Everyone appreciates it, which is great because the only people on the close friend story, I know we're gonna appreciate it, but it just, it's on all the things. The things that I don't feel great about and the things I feel great about. I don't know.
It's cool. She's living her life. She's slaying.
Everybody loves being hit on, but like there's just something about it. The more it happens, you're like, oh, maybe I do deserve this. Like,
real talk. I mean, listen, I'm a fine piece of chocolate. I've always said that. But, you know, sometimes people like pull up and I can be like, hey, you're cool and all, just call it. But also, it's that little like, it's anyone that said, no matter what your relationship status, if anyone that's in like a committed relationship or is whatever says that they don't enjoy being hit on, they're a freaking liar.
They're a liar.
They're lying to your face because everyone likes the affirmation of their attractiveness. Everybody does, and anyone that says they don't is a liar.
Something I will say, something specific to Jim Gaines that I didn't realize I was like a fan of is like, okay, every time that I've gotten in a phase of working out, my quads are the first thing to tone up. My quad, my legs, period. My quads and my calves, it's genetic. Like, my dad has ridiculous calves and my mom has ridiculous quads. She was a runner. I got both of the things. And so I didn't realize that, like, I wanted people to tell me about my legs. But after leg day, even not on leg day, when I'm in shorts and not in shorts, the pump's ridiculous. My quads are just, they're good. They're defined. And I appreciate it now. But hearing about it from other people is like, I didn't know I wanted to hear it. But now that I know that I like to hear about it, it's just, it's nice. It's encouraging, you know? Because I'll never give up pizza, beer, or cookies. I will not have a six pack ever. And I'm okay with that. But legs, they'd be ridiculous. Also, you gotta eat for the gains. Everything's for the booty. You can't eat not a lot of food and expect to grow your ass. So.
I like it. Oh, man. That's fire. So, yeah, I'd say for me, like, the one struggle that all guys go through, our calves will stay, just don't get mega size. They stay small for, like, a minute. And, like, I can skip leg day, but, like, my calves just don't grow. And I'm hating it.
It's hard to grow calves. It's really hard. Because who works out calves? I'm short, so like I feel like I work out my calves in my day to day. I gotta go on my tiptoes to reach anything, you know? Just is what it is. Growing them is difficult.
I'm trying to, at least I don't wanna be one of those people that run on their toes and then they're like walk like a deer, but they have like these massive calves.
Ridiculous calves, yeah.
But they do call me the quad father, squat sultan. Dump truck daddy.
They call me the quad mother.
Very quad mother. grant him wishes for all the bitches. Oh, that's beautiful. I love it.
Also, this can be cut if you want. Or we don't have to cut it. Also, something I didn't realize that I even cared to hear, something that like is encouraging, nice to hear in a weird way, is like the skull crushers.
Mm-hmm.
Never thought I would ever want comments like that or appreciate them or get them, but like
skull crushers.
I'm gonna stop there.
Yo, listen.
This is unhinged. I'm sorry.
I'm more than okay with that. They like that is
there's a couple like reliable people at the gym that I know on like day I will get the comments. And I make sure to see them on like day.
So are we currently crushing skulls out here?
No. We don't crush skulls. I gotta max out the like skull crusher machine and then we'll crush skulls for fun.
But we're not crushing skulls right now?
Not at the moment. By choice. Fair. Everyone's in messy situationships and I'm not about it.
She's not trying to ruin households.
I'm not a homewrecker. I'm also like, I don't do drama. I don't do drama. So don't talk to me if you got drama. Don't talk to me like that.
I would say that like arguably I am in a small category of dudes that have not tried to smash
me. Facts. Listen. Thank you for being respectful.
No, listen, when we were like coworkers, them dudes were shooting.
Yeah.
Them dudes were shooting.
And I didn't like, I'm cute, but I didn't look cute at work. I rolled out of bed and went to work. I didn't give a shit. Like, because I was in khaki pants and a polo. Like, that's just not cute.
Anytime I told her, like, hey, yo, that ain't so cute, she's like, it's probably because of my tits. And I'm like,
literally, that was my entire mindset. Okay, but like, I didn't see it or like feel it before the reduction, but now I'm like, yeah, of course he wants me. Of course. That makes sense because I'm hot. He or she. I don't discriminate on those things. But it was always because of my tits. In my head.
It was bad. Listen, so bad that, like, you know, us, like, being friends, one of our coworkers did not like me because verbatim, what he said was, you're trying to block me because you're, and I'm like,
he was just jealous because this dude could not get close because I had no interest, you know? And he was just trying to fuck. He wasn't trying to be friendly. He was just trying to get in there, you know? So we hated Dre because Dre was close because we were friends. We are friends.
That was wild. Those were wild times. McAllister's was wild. I met some really good people there.
All of my friendships, my first friendships in Colorado based off of everything at McAllister's.
Yeah. Let's see. Alex, Nidian, Jade.
We don't got to talk about all the people.
Oh, so you don't want me to mention it. You don't want to mention
it. Let's cut that.
You don't want to mention it.
Let's cut that.
That one has to be cut out.
Do you know all the drama that went down with that?
Is he alive?
I think so.
Oh. Listen, the only drama that happened was y'all.
There was more drama than that.
Oh. But anyways, no, listen. I've had some of the most solid friends on the planet. And they definitely have seen me at my like lower points, but they've also seen me in some good points. Yeah. Which is unfortunate. Yeah, saying like, I know Maddie's a real one because she knew me at a very fucked up time in my life.
Same with this one. He's a ride or die hype man kind of girl. He's
you can say what you want about me, but you talk about my friends, I'm sliding. It's over. You can't just rate an E for everyone. Watching this back, this dog right here, the epitome of how we roll. It's fine.
A little tour. Mom, come pick me up. I'm scared. Kind of people are my kind of. Oh, Ahmed loves bread. He's a comedian. He's hilarious. Check him out. One mental breakdown later. Everything happens for no reason.
Oh, Jesus.
This is me. Florals, you know.
I rock with it. We're definitely flower people because I got the lotus tattoos and.
Also, I just got this relined yesterday. We're in process. We're fixing
it. They're harder to see on me because I'm the color of those hats in the back. Oh, yeah, I'm getting... We out here. We're living our life. So, what's your favorite thing about yourself now?
There's so many to pick from. I'm not struggling to find one. I just I don't know. I love hard. I love my people. I will die for my people. And I'm a very genuine person. I care. Probably too much. But I want to help. I want everyone to feel good about themselves because I didn't always. I don't know. I'm gonna say that's it. I also got crazy quads. I appreciate that about myself.
Stick tuned for the leg day episode when, you'll get to see the leg day vlog, and then you'll understand why she is very quad.
Yep. See the legs in action.
Thank you.
No, not what I mean.
Well, she said she's bringing out the pole crushers.
Yo, let me tell you that. The hack squat machine at my gym is right in front of the mirror, and so I can just watch my legs work the entire time, and it's great. I used it for the first time a couple days ago, and it is in my routine now because I want to watch my legs work like that. Also, yeah, I just need to do legs in front of the mirror because hypes me up.
Do men and women shoot their shot with you at the gym?
Men do, women don't, because I don't look, you know? I like both, but I don't look gay. So.
She don't look like she likes both?
No. I mean, the tattoos help.
She's very straight presenting.
I am. Yeah. So I got to shoot my shot, but I also can't tell in the gym because everyone looks the same.
Can't wait to see what happens in the gym today. Who, tries to holler and who doesn't. Can't wait to see it. Yeah, that's going to be fun. It's gonna be a funny one. So when it comes to the do you ever reply to your DMs or not?
I reply to some of them. Some of them are friends that hype me up. Some are people at the gym, they work at the gym or they work out at the gym that I go to. Some of them are trying to holler and I'm not so much about it, but we're still friends. So just nice to have the appreciation. Some of them, because they're probably not going to watch this, are people from high school. I am well out of high school. People from high school trying to holler at me. I'm like, why didn't you shoot your shot when I was there? I was not as hot. I had bigger titties then, but, I am thousands of miles away now. And
titties are brilliant.
Yeah.
I love it.
They always were. But yeah, I respond to DMs. So if you slide up in the DMs, I'll holler at you. Maybe
we'll talk.
There's some pumps that end up on the everybody story. So,
hey dog, play your cards right. You might end up on the good story.
We'll see.
Oh man. So what would you say is a really good key in life to remember?
It's not that deep. I mean, it is. But, don't take it too seriously. I'm a serious person. Don't take life too seriously. Have fun. Goof around. Fuck up. Also, everybody's worried about themselves. They're not worried about you, especially in the gym. Like, wear the damn crop top. Wear the skimpy things. All bodies are normal bodies. Just let it all go. Wear cute shit. Don't wait for, you know, till you look like a certain something. Just embrace what you got. Everybody is somebody's type. Maybe your somebody will find you when you are wearing the cute clothes that you want to wear.
Live your best life. That's all you got to do, really. What would you say are three goals that you have for life coming up?
For life. Okay. Full life. I'm applying to nursing school. I'm going to get into nursing school. Okay. It's a goal. It's not a guarantee. I'd like to get in on first application. I'm trying not to get my hopes up, but I would like to. Ultimate goal, right? I'm going to be in a house with a backyard for my dog also, so I can get another dog. But that's besides the point. So nursing school, house, keep getting fit, you know? More tattoos, tat it up. That's a lot of things. Sorry, I rambled.
Yeah, those are solid goals. Yeah, that's not bad. And then what's your fitness goals?
Just get stronger. Build more muscle. Cut fat, but not in the, like, care about what it is on the scale kind of way. Just, like, a cut. But not obsess about calories, which I used to do, and I just refuse now to, like, count calories. I'll count protein and fat. That's about it.
I like that. Mm-hmm. That's the important part. And then, let people know what social media they can find you on.
I have the most important one is Instagram. We'll highlight my handle somewhere.
What's your handle?
Madison.press.
Oh.
Nice and easy.
1D or 2Ds?
1D. Yeah, I also have Snapchat and TikTok, but I don't post really anything on TikTok. You can send me stuff, funny stuff. I like funny stuff. But I post the most on Instagram, so.
I love it. That's fair, you know? That's solid. Yo, Maddie, thank you for being one of, like, again, one of my favorite guests that I have.
Thank you for having me.
And then, you know, real quick, since I let everybody that, like, is on here talk about, like, you know, what they got going on, what something that's important for them, what's something that's, like, important for you or that you got going on?
Long pause. That's pressure. Something that's important to me. I just want to make more friends. I just want to be social, meet more people. So slide into the DMs in a friendly way or not if you want.
I love it. Here, it's another fantastic episode of the Aim High Podcast. I'm Dre. This has been Maddie. Remember to check out the other podcasts on the network. That is the Susio Boys Podcast, Susio Sports Podcast, The Cheese and Jermaine, Four Corners of Commentary, A Different Angle with Kyle and Rod, Shogun Soccer Sit Down, The Dre Lax Podcast, and of course, this wonderful one. I'm Dre. I'm getting out the way. Life's short. Don't fill up on bread.